God's Incredible Plans for You by Mark Altrog. Read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. This quote was part of a letter God had Jeremiah write to the Jews whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken captive to Babylon from Jerusalem. They had been ripped from their homeland, taken to a land where they were aliens and strangers. I can't imagine how hopeless they felt. But God told them what to do there. He told them to build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce, to get married and have children, then give their children in marriage to have more children. And incredibly, God told them to seek the welfare of Babylon, where ultimately he had sent them into exile. God even told them to pray for Babylon's welfare. Then God promised that after 70 years, he would bring them back to Jerusalem. He told them he had plans for them, plans for their good, plans for their future, plans to give them hope. This is a good reminder for us. We need to regularly remember that this world is not our home. As Peter tells us, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." 1 Peter 2:11. Just as Babylon was not the Jews' final hope, neither is this our final home. Our home is heaven. But like the Jews, we are to build our lives here, for now. We are to seek the good of our nation, our churches, our friends and neighbors. We are to settle in, temporarily. But we mustn't forget that after 70 years, sooner or later, God will take us to our ultimate home, heaven. Those are God's plans for us. But he has plans for us now, too. Do you feel hopeless at times? Don't know what to do? Face an uncertain future? Remember, God has plans for you, both for the next life and for this life. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind. Psalm 31:19. God has abundant goodness stored up for us who fear him and take refuge in him. Not just a little bit of goodness, but abundant, overflowing goodness. God has specific plans for you. He isn't vague or uncertain. He has every second of every day planned for us. He has an exact day and hour for our trials to end, just like he had an exact 70 years planned for Israel. He has the exact time for you to meet your future husband, an exact day for you to land that job you can't imagine. A day for you to get relief from that sickness. Our times are in his hands. God knows his plans for you. For I know the plans I have for you. We don't know God's plans, but since he does, we can trust him. He knows his plans and how to fulfill them. Nothing can stop him from fulfilling them. He causes all things to work together to fulfill his plans. God's plans are for your good. He is a good father. He loves to give good gifts to his children. Everything God does is good and righteous. Even when he takes us through things that feel hard, eventually we will see they were for our good, and our joy and gladness is in him. God's ultimate plan for us is make us like Christ and bring us to himself, where we will gaze upon the face of Christ and experience never-ending joy in his presence. God has plans for us, but we must patiently wait for him to fulfill them, just as Israel had to wait for God to fulfill his plans for them. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:13-14. First of all, we must trust God. We must continue to fight the good fight of faith. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord. We must regularly remind ourselves that God has promises he plans for us, and that God will keep his word. He does not change his mind or lie. And we must wait for God to fulfill his word in his timing. God tells us, be strong and let your heart take courage as we wait for him. We do this by calling to mind God's many promises and reminding ourselves of who God is. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:21-23. Israel had to wait 70 years for God to fulfill his plan to bring them back to Jerusalem, but he surely did it. We must trust God and wait for him in faith to fulfill his plans. God has wonderful, unimaginable plans for us, so wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Trust in him. You will look upon the goodness of the Lord in this life and especially in the next. Of all the people on earth, we who have believed in Jesus have this incredible hope. Those who don't believe in him have no hope. Praise God that he is so good and loving and faithful to us. Ask him for grace to trust him and wait for him. Ask him to fill you with joy and help you serve others as you wait for him to fulfill his plans for you. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.